From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now a story about a growing form of corruption in Afghanistan, the theft of public and private land. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has vowed to tackle that issue. Here he is speaking last week in London.
We should streamline and rationalize our rules, regulations, and procedures so that government can work smoothly, free of corruption and arbitrary decision-making.
But here is one obstacle to the president's vision. His own brother is part of the problem, as NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The spoils of corruption could be seen several times a week at Kabul's tiny airport, bags of money heading out of the country.
In one case, a high-ranking official, we were told, had brought $52 million to Dubai in one trip.
That's Kirk Meyer. He's the top American corruption investigator in Afghanistan. He runs a team out of the U.S. Embassy that includes agents from the FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Treasury Department. The money leaving Afghanistan, says Meyer and others, is increasingly coming from land grabs. Government officials misuse the law to take control of public and even private land for development.
And the developers and then the corrupt officials split the profits.
Here's how it works. The land grab started not long after President Karzai came to power 6 years ago. That's according to Nader Nadri with the Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission. Some Kabul residents were evicted from their property, and Nadri says the land was made available for a fraction of the cost to political allies of President Karzai.
It was pretty much given away.
A commission was set up to investigate. Recommendations were made to compensate those who lost property, says Nadri.
None of the recommendations of the Commission of Inquiry was met, and the president failed to implement them properly. Those powerful people are still having those lands.
Complaints about land grabs to the Human Rights Commission have doubled in the last 2 years. This past year, there were more than 500 complaints all across the country. U.S. and Afghan officials say the man at the center of these land grabs in one province is President Karzai's brother. He's Ahmed Wali Karzai, and he chairs a provincial council in Kandahar. He's also been accused of using his influence to help opium traffickers, but he strongly denies that. Ahmed Wali Karzai didn't return repeated calls left at his office by NPR. A State Department advisor in Kandahar, Todd Greentree, explains how the land grabs happened.
Portions were actually just basically, you know, transferred over by signature.
Transferred over to who?
Transferred over to control of AWK, Ahmed Wali Karzai, or elements under his control.
Greentree says Ahmed Wali Karzai was able to grab the lands because of his political connections.
To the extent that you want to question its legitimacy or not, he was operating as a designee of the president, as the president's political representative to the South.
In one case, land in Kandahar belonging to the Afghan Defense Ministry was seized by the provincial council and developed into a gated residential community. In another case, water rights on land in Kandahar were taken over by the provincial council from a local tribe. Again, Todd Greentree.
This matters because this is the desert. Water is the most valuable resource after land. Kandahar is Chinatown.
Chinatown. The movie starring Jack Nicholson and set in 1930s Los Angeles. It's about political figures trying to secure water rights on land outside the city. That's about what's happening now in Kandahar, says Greentree.
A political mafia gets control of the water resource and knows where it's going to distribute, so they buy up and acquire all the land around it and then become fabulously wealthy and powerful as a result. Well, that's what the story is. That's the underlying story.
Such stories are leading to rising anger in the country's parliament. One lawmaker, Sadr Mohammad Rahman Oli, says through an interpreter that President Karzai's re-election last summer was a victory for corruption.
I congratulate Karzai's victory to these people, to drug smugglers, to land grabbers.
Rahman Oli says land grabs are also becoming a problem in the remote northern province he represents. He doubts the Afghan government will do much about it, and he criticizes the Americans too.
If they had been honest in the fight against corruption, they wouldn't have helped a corrupt and incompetent government like Karzai's government to get elected.
If anyone's helped by all this, it's the Taliban. They're using the land grab issue as a recruiting tool. Tom Bowman, NPR News.